Hello, this is Roy Lilly. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. Yep, Charles Dickens, Tale of Two Cities. It's an extraordinary paragraph in its entirety. It's about 118 words and surely must be one of the longest sentences in one paragraph to open a book. As literacy devices go, it's a bit of a star, with anaphora that creates repetition and rhythm, paradox that gives us conflicting ideas, and comparison and contrast. First published in 1859, it's spoken to every generation between then and now. It speaks directly, I think, thinking about the NHS. The worst of times. Sustained austerity, a pandemic with death on an industrial scale managed by a health service that was never ready for what was to come. Yep, better times. Acceptance of the technologies that have been impossible to implement. The popularity of video consultations has a lot to thank pandemic pressures for. The folly of austerity as the NHS plunges into the future with two or three more years of, as near as damn it, flatline funding. The epoch of incredulity that politicians are so stupid has strengthened the epoch of belief in the strikes that still command over 50% public support. Contrasts and challenge. A winter of despair. People working in the NHS close to their own revolution with unprecedented strikes and more to come. A spring of hope. New organisations designed for the first time to bring organisations together to share their resources and skills to take us into a new future of cooperation and partnership. A season of darkness, knowing these organisations are mired in debt, complexity and controversy. Where does that leave people working in the organisation? Well, it leaves them with a lot of questions. Questions are the bugbear of bosses with no confidence, but are a godsend to the rest of us. Simple questions asking why makes us stop and think. Asking why not drives change and innovation. How takes us into understanding. And where gets us off our backsides into the footsteps of the people who really know how the job is done at the sharp end. According to the Harvard Business Review, and I linked to it in the e-letter this morning, adults with children estimate that about 70 to 80% of their children's dialogues were made up of questions. Among adults, the estimate was 15 to 25%. As we get older, we lose the art of asking. We fear we might be taken for a fool or part of the awkward squad. It's a shame because asking questions improves morale, transparency, understanding, doing things for a reason or knowing there is no reasonable alternative and we have to deal with what we've got. Whoever has cause to manage cannot do it without answering questions. And whoever has a duty to follow cannot be expected to do it without asking. Questions open dialogue, make analysis possible, policy gets pressure tested and strategy developed. It's not enough to do things. Why they need doing is important. An unquestioning attitude is dangerous. Understanding the environment within which things work helps us to reinforce what we do or change it. And so it is with all this in mind, Ed Smith, the former chair of NHS Improvement, and I sat down with the idea of producing a pamphlet with 50 questions as topics for debate, think about, and involve each other in. In the end, we came up with 200 questions and a book. 200 questions for the future of the NHS. It's not a how to do it book. It's a book of facts, figures, prompts inquiry and questions around technology, workforce, structure, delivery, funding and leadership, and it's free. It will form the basis of a national discussion that the IHSCM will be arranging later in the year. If you'd like a copy of the book, there's a link to it in today's e-letter. It will download free, and there's not much that's free these days, even in the best of times. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again soon. Bye-bye now.